You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
What you really want inside. You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity. Everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future, we all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say, Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and in honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi. Hotep family, hope everything is well for you today. Hope you're going to have a good day, a good weekend. Hope you're going to get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping to the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. But of course, if it is not, and it has to get done, it must get done, you will get it done. Because that's the kind of brother and sister that you is. And that's why we have much love for you and admiration and respect. Because you keep getting it done. You don't put it off. No, get it done. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast programs. Click on that. The drop-down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled, thanks to my good brother, Brother Kwaku. In fact, we're going to do that after the programs to put the updated programs that we have done. So it would be most updated. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you, man. You know, I definitely do. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening. This program, once again, is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And all times are going to give our Eastern times. On Thursdays, from 8 to 10, on Thursdays, the Black Liberation Movement. Mississippi on the Move with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. On Thursdays, from 8 to 10. On Fridays, from 8 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Time for an Awakening at 8 p.m. on Fridays. Saturday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Sankofa Elders Council with Dr. Janine. And on Sunday at 7 p.m., once again, it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses, WeBuyBlack.com. Africa, let me find, what am I doing here, huh? There we are. Africa for the Africans.org. Africa for the Africans.org. Brother Bomani Tayemba. He is ready to take another group of our people on a trip of a lifetime. Going to Kemet, November 20th to December 2nd, 2024, going to Kemet. So it's still open for you. So if you got $4,500, or you can scrub it up, take a trip of a lifetime, going to Kemet. I'm quite sure you're going to see all the sights, and, you know, go down to Abu Simbel and Aswan Dam, you know. Go to, of course, the pyramids and other places like that. Yeah, the tour. His next trip after Kemet is Azania, January 30th through December 10th, 2025, $4,800.
Xenia. April 4th to April 14th, 2025, Kenya. Going to Kenya.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
And then May 24th to June 5th, 2025, Ghana. Then November 20th to December 1st, 2025, Tanzania. Those are the trips so far. I'm quite sure there'll be more. Please, brothers and sisters, go to the website, AfricaForTheAfricans.org. Everything that you need to make a trip of a lifetime will be there. All information is there for you. And so check it out, AfricaForTheAfricans.org. Brother Bamani Taimba. Habesha Incorporated.org, helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. Habesha.org. Okay. The Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan, based upon last time I talked to Brother Ayo Kamathi, the irritated genie, asking about Brother Nathaniel Jordan. He's possibly still in Kenya on his mission. When he returns, I'm quite sure we'll have opportunity to talk with him. But his website is up. The Minister of Wellness, theministerofwellness.com, Brother Nathaniel Jordan. Smy Pharmacy, SMAIFARMACY. Smy Pharmacy, Brother Jabril. Give him a call at 770-765-7751. That's 770-765-7751. Smy Pharmacy, SMAIFARMACY. The Moses West Foundation, brothers and sisters, we're asking you to donate. We're asking you to contribute for what this brother is doing, for what he is doing. He's bringing usable, clean, drinkable water to communities around the world. Around the world. You can do a one-time donation or monthly donation, whatever it is, whatever it takes. But we need your contribution. The Moses West Foundation's preparing to deploy. He uses the atmospheric water generation technology, which means the machine takes the H2O molecules out of the atmosphere. There's moisture in the atmosphere. You don't see it. You don't feel it, but it's there. And he condenses it and brings it into the machine, and then he uses the methods of purifying the water, separating. That's like when I asked Brother Apollo when they had that situation in Ohio and that train wreck. I said, could you get water out of that situation? How contaminated and polluted that the air was? And he says, yes, you can do that. You can take that. You can put that atmosphere into the machine, and is only going to take the HO2 molecule. It's not going to take all that other stuff, okay? Go through a filterization process, open the tap, and out comes clean, drinking, usable water. All right, so. He has some pictures on the website. Go to the website, family. MosesWellsFoundation.org are some of the things that have happened because of the hurricanes and tornadoes that respond. And, of course, the drinking water is not happening. That's why what he's going to do is provide those communities with clean, drinkable water, the atmospheric water generation technology by the Moses West and the Moses West Foundation. All right. Okay, brothers and sisters, let us get off into this. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located in the West End. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located right across the street from the Soul Vegetarian Restaurant, up the street from the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Wadada's serves delicious smoothies and fruit drinks and health items and pastries and so forth, dry goods. On Saturday and Sunday, they have vegan dishes for sale that you can buy. So check out Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar here in the West End on Ralph Dibbert Abernathy. Ralph Dibbert Abernathy Boulevard. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall, Mama Nia, she's been doing her thing, man. She's a blessing. And a lot of, you know, a lot of cities with sizable numbers of American Africans don't have bookstores. Milwaukee doesn't have a bookstore anymore. We used to have a number of them. Yeah. They don't have a bookstore, American African bookstore. But we have the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. And the phone number to call Mama Nia to let her know you're looking for a book. Because if you're looking for a book, she may have it. And if she doesn't have it, she will get it. She has a fine selection of books, postcards, green cards, gift certificates, T-shirts, figurines, and so much more. So give her a call at 404-346-3263. That's 404-346-3263. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The other bookstore we also promote is the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar located in Lithonia. That is east of here. You jump on I-20 from Atlanta and head east. Take exit 74. That's the main street going into Lithonia. Take exit 74. Make a left. Now you're headed north. And about a mile and a half on the left side will be the new Black Wall Street Market. Stop it, Oshi. It's been a while. Will be the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar with my good brother Gazimde Ajamu. Yes, the Black Dot Cultural Center and Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar. Give them a call at 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. There's light in the Black Dot. Jump back in your ride, head back the other way. Now you're headed south, and you're still going to head east. So when you get to I-20, make a left. Now you're... Take exit. The next exit is exit 75. Take exit 75, make a right. And once you make a right on that street, that's Turner Hill Road, three lights and make another right. And on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. That's it. Now that's correct. The new Black Wall Street Market right off of Turner Hill Road. Us lifting us to economic development cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa. Last night they had their broadcast for our people, Thursday night broadcast of us lifting us to economic development cooperative for our people on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/ULU. Every Thursday night from 9 to 10, from 9 to 10. The number to call to listen or to give questions, comments, or concerns is 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us, lifting us to economic development cooperative for our people. Also, too, I'll make this announcement right now. We also promote my good brother, Brother Yusuf Muhammad. Muhammad's Mosque number 7 in New York, but he's living now in Norfolk, Virginia, in that area, Tidewater area. But he's part of Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. The number to call is 563-999-3089. That's 563-999-3089. Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop in Macon, Georgia. Brother Bija. Yes, sir. He's open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Macon, Georgia. 2910 Napier Avenue in Macon, Georgia. Give Brother Bija a call at 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. Hopefully, if you're in the Macon area, stop in and see him. Man, he has everything. He's loaded up with his store, brother. Believe me. One-stop shop, Brother Abijah. Sun God Essential, one-stop natural shop located in 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia, inside the International Discount Mall, booth 225. Give my good sister Shelly Amonsetta a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun God Essence, your one-stop natural shop. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Sister Gabrielle Aurelia, who's doing outstanding work in the hills of Haiti, in the northeast corner of the hills in Haiti, and working with our children, education, agriculture, sustainable agriculture. Yeah, man, she's doing a great job. Sanjay-Haiti.org, Sister Gabby. All right. Akabin. Akabin House. Baba Baruti and Mama Ya. Akabin House Institute. The work that they're doing is phenomenal. And, of course, they rely. They don't get any government money because they're solely independent. They're truly African-centered. And but they rely on brothers and sisters like us. So we got to look at PayPal. You got PayPal. Go to YaBaruti at yahoo.com. And you go to PayPal. If you go to Cash App, put in the dollar sign. Y-A-A, the letter M, Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I, and make your contributions. Also, too, brothers and sisters, if you're looking for the many of the books that Baba Baruti writes, he's prolific, go to AkabinHouse.com, AkabinHouse.com, for many of the books that Baba Baruti writes. Yeah. So let's get off into the Inya. SSM of Daily Revolutionary Thought. Inya SSM. All right. Okay, let me see what's happening here. I got a little something on my. I'll figure that out. All right, brothers and sisters, the Inya SSM of Daily Revolutionary Thought, October 24th. The ones that we have missed, we're going to read those next week. I try to make sure that every day, if you listen to this program, you're going to get the Inya SSM of those Daily Revolutionary Thoughts because they're very profound. They're very profound. Quotes of individuals and Baba Rudy's narratives, outstanding, very profound. When you hear these three, because I'm going to do today, tomorrow, and yesterday, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. On Fridays, I do three. October 24th, we must begin building cultural centers where we can enjoy being free, open, and African, where we can find out how talented we really are, where we can be what we were born to be and not what we're brainwashed to be. We can literally blow our minds with Africanness. Ashe, Barbara Antier. The creation of safe, sacred places should always and forever be a top priority for every warrior. Without them, we can have no centers, no divinely sanctioned, protected spaces wherein we can be whole, productive, creative, happy humans. Having such spaces allows us to be in the position to actively think and live a concentrated, visionary, revolutionary consciousness where the essence of what it means to be African can be fully explored and expressed to the best of our ability in the reality in which we are currently confined. While there are many possibilities to this objective, we must let history and our story be our guide because we cannot allow our efforts to be undermined by ignorance again. Knowing those allows us to easily understand that all efforts to secure and sustain safe, secure places involve the possession of hidden private spaces. Ashe. They must be shielded in such a way that what is within cannot be seen, heard, or felt by enemies, and enemies within and without. Affirm, I am creating safe, sacred spaces for my people. Ashe. Affirmed, I am creating safe, sacred spaces, safe, sacred spaces for my people. October 25th. I would never be of any service to anyone as a slave. The manner in which I learned to read and write had a great influence on my mind. Nat Turner, the revolutionary Nat Turner. Our warrior ancestors are not decorations. They are not simply cute, catchy, or hard looking images plastered on t-shirts, signs, or books, which makes us think we have a rebellious or radical story of worth without knowing it. They are not laurels from which to shout stolen glories while leaving their weapons rusting on the bloody battlefield. They are remembrance of who we can be right here and right now. They are reminders. They are who we are without excuses. Given the above quote, that awareness would make who is Nana Nat Turner and why is he worthy of an African warrior's attention and study the first question here. Why should we daily call his name and who he is to be esteemed in this way? Why should we aspire to be like him? In short, this man represents the most, he represents the most, and I repeat, the most revolutionary of ideas. He demonstrated an uncompromised act of fearlessness, understanding that no enemy is innocent. I repeat, no enemy is innocent. He understood the concept of historical enemy. He had a worker's focus committed to the righteous cause of liberating our people from captivity, from enslavement. His vision epitomized the kind of depth and spiritual morality that we should expect from all of our warriors. He accepted the divine instructions to face and correct injustice and moved to permanently remove Urugu as a threat to our existence as a people. He loved us in ways most of us cannot imagine loving ourselves. He organized those who otherwise might not have known the sovereign possibilities and set the warrior standard by moving example. He never failed. He gave us something from which to learn. Ashe. Affirm, I honor our fire-sarted revolutionary ancestors. Affirm, I honor our sighted revolutionary ancestors. October 26. Some men can be faulted for their reason, fringing to justly intervene. Some men hide from the memories that haunt. All men choose the path they walk. Archie Roach. Some use revolution to hide personal weaknesses. They use it as an excuse to escape and rationalize neglecting the primary responsibilities of complementarity and family, which grows out of those revolutions and relationships in favor of the idea of fighting for the masses. Going off to war becomes a convenient excuse for them to run from the responsibilities they have created and demonstrate divinity to expand all the time, resources and energy at their disposal to build and sustain. Saddest of all, the inconsistencies which characterize running from one thing to another without wholly doing what is required of any of them supports the weakening of the communal fiber for which these individuals so confidently claim to be fighting, to uphold and defend. Their contradictions. The contradiction left in the wake of their abandonment is beyond tragic because it provides an intergenerational example of missed warriorhood for those coming behind them. who will be even more adamant about the correctness of their choice to plant seeds and then leave them at the mercy of weeds and trampling feet to go serve what they deem a higher, grander cause. How quickly we forget in our efforts to get big that the family is the most fundamental model of warriorhood. At its center are the children, and nothing is more important than them. The home is the front line, and accountability is its glue. Brothers and sisters, Ashe, affirm, I think, speak, and act in such a way that the front line will be better when I transition off of it than when I first stepped onto it. Affirm, I think, speak, and act in such a way that the front line will be better when I transition off of it than when I first stepped onto it. That means I'm leaving it in good hands. It's further substantial. It's further stronger. I'm leaving it in good hands. Yeah. Let me go here. It's an open mic Friday. But as always, we always have things that we want to present, you know. And of course, I mentioned the importance of our history. I always have and always will. You know, there's a exhibit coming here to the Atlanta area on Kemet and the pyramids. I'm anxious to see it. I know that we had a piece at the museum where they had an exhibit. You know, Brother Heru, Dr. Heru, gave a good presentation. A good number of us were there to listen to and then go upstairs to where the exhibit was at. And I'm quite sure, I'm not sure where this is playing at, I don't remember, but this is a movie. It's a on the pyramids, and of course I did a piece on it from what I received from a few years ago, Great Pyramid K, and I'm hopefully that those who are listening that you have checked Great Pyramid K out on YouTube. You go to YouTube, put in Great Pyramid K 2019. Yes, it is rather long. It's 3.5 hours long. I know it's going to be maybe tough for you to get it all in one setting, but, you know, do a 45 minutes today and tomorrow and the next, you know, and then you have it. There it is. But it's dynamite. It's a dynamite piece. It's very thought-provoking. And what this Caucasian is presenting is that, you know, because on Facebook, I've seen this a few times where these giants helped build the pyramids. Yeah, these giants, these cats could pick up, you know, those 20-ton stones, man, just lift them in the air and then place them down. Yeah, giants. Yeah, right. You know, but when you consider, when you look at the pyramids on the Giza Plateau and the Great Pyramid of Khufu specifically, you see some serious stones that are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 tons. How much is a ton, family? 2,000 pounds. 10 tons. 20,000 pounds. Seriously. So the documentary, Great Pyramid K 2019, deals with how the pyramids were built and who built them. And of course, who built them was us. It was Africans. You know, I've been in a real funk on Facebook with this Egyptian. See, one thing we must do, if they want to continue with the Egypt piece, you got Egypt, because that's a Greek word anyway. But we got Kemet, and Kemet is long before Egypt. All the things in Kemet were there. When the Greeks came in, they brought nothing. But they wanted to be like us. And then the descendants, after many years, because the Persians came in and others came in and so forth, and the Arabs, that when Islam spread across North Africa and all the people that are there now, they are not the ancient Kemetic people. They can say, well, we're Egyptians. Fine. But you're not the builders. You're not the creators of the great civilization that existed there. You are not. Had a young lady talking smack about it, feeling bad because Netflix did that piece on Cleopatra and had her looking kind of melanated, because she possibly was. I'm not saying that she wasn't. She was a Ptolemy. She was a Greek. She was a Ptolemy, so she was probably, you know, when a brother get together with a Caucasian, you know how that offspring looked, so that might be the case. I don't know. But he explained how the pyramids were built. We did not travel upriver. The Nile River flows from south to north. From south to north is downriver. They talked about flowing or traveling upriver to where the quarries were, supposedly, where they could cut this stone. And of course, the tools that they had were copper. Copper's so soft. And he's supposed to cut this stone. And all agree that the stone is cut so perfectly that one fits next to the other without cement, mortar, or anything. You can't put a piece of paper between them. And then supposedly they cut the stone, dragged it to the river, put it on a barge, and then sailed it downriver, going from south to north, and then took them off the barges at the Giza Plateau and dragged them, and then began to find some way to lift them and place them one on top the other. And the pyramids are not hollow. That's why they say in the Great Pyramid, this is a number that is hard for me to even repeat. Where do you have that much stone? 2,300,000. I don't believe that. But they say it. So I don't know. Somehow they've been able to detect that. I don't know. But that's phenomenal. You know, some things are hard to believe. But one thing is, let's use our rational minds. They had enough limestone there at the Giza Plateau to mix with water and caustic soda to make the stone. They poured it. They used molds. They had the brown limestone for the coverings. They used white limestone. That's why when the pyramids were built, they had a white casing. Bling. They just, when the sun hit them, pow. In fact, one capstone of one pyramid, it might have been Khufu's, was polished gold. Supposedly an earthquake in Arabs, when Arabs occupied North Africa, particularly Egypt, they took the coverings and to build mosques and other buildings. So that's why you see the pyramids exposed. But do some research, family. Do some research. But one place I think you should go is Great Pyramid K 2019 on YouTube. Please check it out. Please. It's the most rational example I promoted. I believe it. Because it's the only thing that makes sense. All those men, and they didn't have the machinery, they didn't have the tech, but if they poured them, and each one is identical to the next one, some longer than the other, that's all it is, but it's the same stone, some longer than what it is. 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 or more tons. 2 tons is 4,000 pounds. They didn't have the ships that could carry that kind of weight. So you got to deal with that. This is a piece of Kwanze Kanjufu. You ought to hear this particular piece by Kwanze Kanjufu. Columbus didn't discover America, and Abraham Lincoln didn't free nobody. You're right about that. So I want you to check this piece out, because I just read that piece in Inyasa Sim, which reminded me of that. So, yeah.
What happened to a people? They're the first to read and write, using a term called hieroglyphics, and yet now can no longer read or write. In essence, what happened to a people in terms of Egypt? It's amazing. King Tut came to America, and we didn't realize that King Tut was one of us. Somebody mysteriously took Egypt out of Africa and placed it in the Middle East. Now, how do you take a country out of a continent and then call it something else? As a result, we didn't realize that Egypt is in Africa. Egyptians are Africans, and we were the ones that built those pyramids. But my dad's because this word right here, which is nothing but his story. You didn't know that? It's all history is somebody's story. You know what I'm talking about. Columbus didn't discover America. He was lost. And in the end discovered him. And Abraham Lincoln didn't free any slaves. Or another way to look at it, my story is very, very close to the word mystery. And I want to clear up a couple of mysteries right now. The book is titled Great People, Past and Present. What happened to a people that built the pyramids and yet now live in projects? What happened? What happened to a people that are the first to read and write, using a term called hieroglyphics, and yet now can no longer read or write? In essence, what happened to a people in terms of Egypt? It's amazing. King Tut came to America, and we didn't realize that King Tut was one of us. Somebody mysteriously took Egypt out of Africa and placed it in the Middle East. Now, how do you take a country out of a continent and then call it something else? As a result, we didn't realize that Egypt is in Africa. Egyptians are Africans, and we were the ones that built those pyramids. But my dad's...
That's right. Let me play another piece for you.
We identified 5 common characteristics. First of all, transmit hope. Secondly, in the high-achieving homes, these parents are consistent with their children. Third, in the high-achieving homes, these parents are complementary to their children. Fourth, in the high-achieving homes, these parents give their children high expectations. And then last but not least, these parents believe that they are the primary educators of their children. You want to produce high-achieving students.
I love that. Yeah, sir. You know, let me say that. That's great, because we did that. You know, the only problem, of course, at that time, I just played for you, Dr. Kwanze Kanjufu, the conspiracy to destroy black boys, and the 2 books that he mentioned. This is the 80s and 90s. You know, Naeem Akbar was around then, all kinds of the scholars were there in the 80s and 90s. Yeah. Great awakening time for us as a people. I know it was for me. You know, but a lot of the talk was, of course, to know this stuff and to continue to impress upon this country of your greatness and your contribution to it. And therefore, you know, therefore, respect me and respect who I am and what I bring. I want to play another piece because I think this is important before we take a break. This is an important piece because I'm going to tell you, this is part of this voting thing, you know, and you know, I haven't talked about Trump or the elections or Biden or Kamala Harris or anything like that, because I'm not a big proponent of this system. In fact, I hate this system. I hate what this system has done to us and continues to do to us. You know, but to me, if this system elects Donald Trump after all this man has done, I tell you, so I'm gonna play a piece that I think all of us should consider when we deal with this issue of voting. Here's a Caucasian older man. The truth of our lives depends on understanding this reality. So please vote. But I understand what he's saying.
I voted. I didn't vote for a person. I voted for values and principles. I voted for sanity and reason. I voted for truth and the rule of law. I voted for tolerance and acceptance. I voted for dignity and respect. I voted for the Constitution and America. And I voted against some things. I voted against immorality and the lack of ethics. I voted against insanity and chaos. I voted against lies and disrespect for the law. I voted against intolerance and exclusion. I voted against humiliation and contempt. I voted against fascism and a police state. Today, I voted for love, not hate. If I had a message for you today, it would be to give hope a chance. We know what fear and rage look like. We've seen them before. Give hope a chance.
Yeah, give hope a chance. You know, when I first heard that, I thought of Jesse. You know, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. I thought of Jesse. You know, Jesse has some serious health issues, man. Jesse Lewis Jackson. But no, as you heard this, he voted for two things. Didn't name anybody. But you know the message of Kamala Harris, and you know the message of Donald J. Trump and how evil that man truly is. There should be no way in hell. I believe she's going to win, but there should be no way in hell that this man, she should just smoke his ass. Just, I mean, leaves no doubt. He can't say a damn thing. Of course, we know he can if it's close. And everybody has it being close. And it shouldn't be nowhere damn near close. But if, now, understand this, whether she wins or not, I'm still advocating we can just get the hell out of this damn madness, because this is still theirs, not ours. She said some time ago when she ran for president in 20, no, I wouldn't do nothing specifically for us. I ain't going to push and promote reparations. I ain't doing nothing specifically for us or for them. Maybe at that moment she didn't even consider us. You know, so no, I have no illusion. I have none about this system. I have no... No thing that says that if she is elected, there will be difference. Somehow there will be a big difference for us in this system. No. But with Trump, and that's why it bothered me that these Negroes, these men, said supposedly 20% or 25% of American African men who are going to vote are going to vote for him. Are you insane? Are you mad? Do you hear him? Do you read about him? Have you watched him? I mean, a lot of, listen, man, it ain't like he's slick, because he's shown hell ain't that. But hey, so I when I heard that, I was thinking, yeah, I understand that. But that's the reality of what we're dealing with. You know? That's the reality of what we're dealing with. Yeah. So when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. Give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. I've been gone a while, so I'm not sure. Some people might still think I'm gone and maybe not even tuned in or whatever. So we'll have to build back up. It's no deal. It's happened before. You know, happened again. I go off. I go to some place and Brother Kwaku, you know, puts on previous recorded programs. So the program, I'm still on the previous reported program, but it's not live. And things that we need to be dealing with. Yeah. So, yeah. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about some things that I'm going to bring to your attention. The Collard Green Festival that's happening tomorrow. The ASCAC Convention Conference that's happening today and tomorrow. The Black Political Radical Convention. The Black Radical Political Convention that's happening. A lot of good stuff is happening, family. And I know you can only probably make one or two of that, or just one. But there are choices, and I hope that you will participate. So, yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and do this now so we can come back and have time enough to make these announcements and go through this and get to your calls. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, let's do that, family. Let's do that.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. I'm your host, Baba Oshi. It's always a pleasure to be able to do this. Yeah. Like I said, I got a bunch of announcements to make. I'm going to start off with ASCAC, the Association for the Study of Classical African Civilizations. And they're having a Education for Liberation weekend virtual conference, the 27th annual tribute to Nana Dr. John Henry Clark. Nana Dr. John Henry Clark, the theme, SEBA, which is teacher, S-E-B-A, SEBA. Education for Liberation conference, and it starts today at from 6 to 8 this evening. And educational lectures are tomorrow, Saturday, the 26th, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the keynote speaker is the president of ASCAC, the Honorable Dr. Mario Beatty. Yeah, I'm quite sure Greg Kamathi Carr will make a presentation as well. They're both outstanding brothers. So you can jot this down. Jot this down. The Zoom ID for you to participate. If you do it today, you'll be good for tomorrow. If you do it tomorrow, and unfortunately you would miss the day if you don't do it today, is the Zoom ID 348-368-7696. I repeat, the Zoom ID for ASCAC, the Association for the Study of Classical African Civilizations, in their virtual conference, the 27th annual tribute to Nana Dr. John Henry Clark. 348-368-7691. Passcode, the passcode, 301-236. 301-236 for ASCAC, the Association for the Study of Classical African Civilizations. Yeah. So, Dr. Galt is presiding over the Eastern Region President. Yeah. And the phone number is 716-715-6559. That's 716-715-6559. ASCAC, the Association for the Study of Classical African Civilizations. Okay. The next one I'm going to present to you, brothers and sisters, in terms of information that you need to know and things you can do, is the 2024 National Black Radical Political Convention. Please join the National Black United Front. This is from my good brother and friend, Brother Mickey Dean. Hotep to all. Please join the National Black United Front and several other revolutionary nationalist organizations this Saturday, October 26th, and Sunday, October 27th, for the third annual National Black Radical Political Convention. This is a virtual two-day conference headlined by presidential candidate Cornel West. Okay, Cornel West. The theme of the conference is the alternative, building a black radical political movement, the alternative. African people must end our allegiance to the Democratic Party. I repeat, African people must end our allegiance to the Democratic Party and develop an independent political movement beginning at the local level. The conference will feature panel discussions and insights into the current status of our communities, the role of the African misleadership class. No, that's the black. See, that ain't African. No, the black misleadership class, okay? And some alternative political strategies that advance African liberation, that help advance African liberations. Brother Mickey Dean. And, of course, here is the Panther. Here is the poster. And let me make it a little bigger. And the alternative, building a black radical political movement, October 26th and 27th. To register, go to www.nbrpc.org. National Black Radical Political, okay, conference. So it's the www.nbrpc.org. Dr. Cornel West and his running mate, Sister Melania Abdullah, as the vice president and running mate, Melinda Abdullah, Brother Khalid Rahim, the New African Independent Party, Brother Jamal Bakara, Black Alliance for Peace. Here's some people that you know. Yeah. Brother Charles Barron out of New York. And the chairman, Omali Yasatelli. And, he's on the African Socialist Party, the African People's Socialist Party. Another brother, Emendi Lumumba, Ujamaa People's Progress Party. Sister Bentika, Black Workers for Justice. And Attorney Roger Wareham, the December 12th movement. And of course, our sister, who was the leader of the December 12th movement, she passed. Yeah. Good sister, man. So that's what's happening. Brother Mickey Dean sent me to us, but also to Brother Elliot. Brother Elliot of Time for Awakening. I'm quite sure he'll be talking about it tonight on his program. Brother Elliot, Time for an Awakening, tonight at 8 p.m. Tonight at 8 p.m., Time for an Awakening. Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And so this is what's happening tomorrow and Sunday. To register, go to NBRPC. That's the National Black Radical Political Conference.org. Okay? All right. So now let's go to another one. Thank you, Brother Mickey Dean. Appreciate you. Also, Mickey Dean is having a reparations conference. I heard a nice piece on reparations, and brother was really laying it down. But just let me say this for this minute about reparations and, my stand is they owe us, Western society, not just United States, which its enslavement process was most degrading, most demeaning, most humiliating, stripping us totally of our knowledge of self and our humanity, who we are, totally making us hate who we are. So unlike other areas of the world who had particularly putting us into captivity. But I never say that we were slaves. We were captives. A slave is somebody or something that submits its will to a master. We never submitted. We always fought. We always fought back. And so I look at getting whatever it is that we need to make ourselves, you know, to put ourselves in a better position. That's what we get. It's not some money for individuals to go add to the account. To me, some of it is like a stimulus package. You remember that? So giving us reparations be like a stimulus package. In fact, this is Caucasian, who was a editorialist, Dr. Charles Cutheimer. He's deceased now, but he wrote an article back in the 70s. I never forget it. And he talked about we should give them reparations. We gave them welfare. We gave them affirmative action. Give them reparations. Let's just say 40,000 a family, 20,000 an individual, you know, and we'll get that right back in a matter of less than a year. They would have bought cars and jewelry and clothes, you know. They ain't going to pull that money together and build an institution, educational institution, build factories or build jobs. They're not going to do that. So give them, so just go ahead. And then once we've done that, we're done with they ass. And we can do whatever the hell we want to because it's our country. And so if we want to discriminate against them, so be it. The proof is on them. Ain't going to be no more affirmative action. Ain't going to be no more class action. You got an issue, you bring it. You ain't got nobody to corroborate it, you lost. Get out. It's an evil people, family. These are some evil people. And as I was saying about the Trump piece in the election, if he wins, it lets you know firmly and finally and for real that these crackers don't give a damn about what you have done, what they have done to you. They don't give a damn. So I'm, you know, there have been times, family, give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. There was a time where we thought about, well, you know how this cat's talking. I thought about it, Barry Goldwater, you know, back when I was a kid. But more importantly, I thought about it with Ronald Reagan. I said, if Ronald Reagan's elected, that'll bring us together and we can start to plan to get the hell up out of here. Well, no, it didn't. And all the others, Donald Trump didn't either. None of us. Because we think individually. We don't think collectively. And we don't think about how evil this thing is. And in fact, how it is they think that, I don't give a damn what they say. I'm getting mine. I'm getting mine. And if you don't get yours, because the thing is, the system is what it is. And so if you don't get yours, it's your fault. Because I'm getting mine. That this thing was never meant for us and never will be. Is our to our detriment. That's why if it really happens this time, that's what we need to really come together. And just as that conference is talking about the radical political convention. Exactly. So if it happens, they're letting you know. You have always been on your own, but more so ever than before. I wouldn't even think about voting. I wouldn't even think about running for a damn thing. The only thing I would think about is what this program advocates. Independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty for us as a people. Pan-Africanism or perish. Unify or die. Ackerman House. That's right, Mama Baba Baruti and Mama Ya. We hope all is well as we celebrate our 25th academic year. We humbly give thanks for your support. that has greatly contributed to this milestone. As usual, we invite you to our upcoming events and ask that you please share our flyers with others who may be interested. Again, we thank you for your ongoing support of our work and for your work on behalf of our people. Ashe. BB4ODA. BB4ODA means our victorious destiny, brothers and sisters. We will be victorious. African liberation and sovereignty. Baba Barudi and Mama Yah. P.S. We have added a second Gmail account to help us send announcements. Please add AkabinMailChimp@gmail.com to your contacts to prevent any of our email announcements from going into your spam. Ashe, I'm going to do that. I'm definitely going to do that. Okay. Once again, the announcement of October, which is winding down. It'll be in the end of the month, but this is their fundraising month. And so, brothers and sisters, if you can, feel it in your heart and share whatever it is, amount that you contribute, or if you contribute an ongoing amount, that's good. Okay? Akabin Institute, annual fundraising statement. Okay. Yeah. Sexual healing. The Sister Circle with Mama Inya, a quarterly ongoing womanhood discussion topic, sexual healing. Saturday, November 2nd, next week Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Next week Saturday. And, of course, the information is $12 for adults and $6 for teens, just $12. You can use PayPal. Use PayPal, it's yahbarudi@yahoo.com. If you use Cash App, it's $yahbarudi. Okay? Include the pertinent information, sexual healing, your name, your email address, so you can receive the link to participate in the program. Men's Quarterly, also on Saturday, the 2nd, Bearings, the Anatomy of Evolution of an African-Centered Theory, with Baba Barudi. Saturday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Donation $12 for brothers and $6 for brothers in training, warriors in training, and young men. Okay. Same thing to apply. You know, make your donation to $12 for, and then $6 for young folks to PayPal account, yahbarudi@yahoo, or Cash App, $. Yah M. Barudi. Include the pertinent information that you talked about with bearings, your name and your email address so you can be one who can participate. November 16th, Saturday, November 16th, the 19th annual Kibuka, remembering the middle passage through the eyes of our ancestors. Remembering the middle passage through the eyes of our ancestors. Live and online virtual lecture by Baba Barudi. Saturday, November 16th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Donation, families, for a family, $35, $25 for a couple, $15 for a single adult, 18 and up. Children, $5. Kibuka, remembering that, man, it, you know, live to see it is just dynamic, man. Emotional. Registration, same thing applies. Once again, your donation, okay? Include your pertinent information, Kibuka, your name and your email address so you can receive the link to participate in the program. November. That's right. November 16th. A healing event, African men and women, releasing our pain and healing together, led by Baba Barudi and Mama Yah. Saturday, January 25th, 2025. Saturday, January 25th, 2025. From 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., House of Ogun, 4720 Bryce Drive, Union City, Georgia. Couples, $50. Individuals, $30. Okay. Healing. The healing event. It will be open to African men and women, 25 and older. Only African men and women, 25 and older. It will allow African women as a group and African men as a group to acknowledge the pain we have inflicted upon and receive from each other, ask for forgiveness, release our pain, and commit to each other. Any drummers are asked to bring their drums. The healing rituals will be earlier in the program, so timely arrival is requested. There will be an African marketplace with healthy food, drinks, and other products, services, and beneficials to mental and physical, emotional, and or spiritual health. Okay. And the same thing applies once again. The healing event, your name, and in the name of the person that you're going to come with, your friend, your sister, or the brother. Your email address so we can send you the link. Send you the confirmation, excuse me. So we can send you the confirmation. It's your receipt. Okay. Day of the event, bring a picture of your donated receipt that says healing event so we can match you in our registration list. If you do not pre-register, make your donation at the door. Okay? If you didn't pre-register, you can make your donation at the door. The healing event will be live only. The healing event will be live only. Okay. African Center online homeschool tutorial program that Baba Barudi and Mama Yah have, the Akabit Institute, is a full-time African-centered homeschool program beginning its 25th year. So for whom open to students 4th grade to 12th grade, the 24-2025 school year, and it's via Zoom. That's right. Contact Brother Barudi, Baba Barudi, or Mama Yah at 404-753-7237 by email, yahbarudi at yahoo, or or on Facebook, Akabin Institute, Baba Barudi, and Mama Yah. The program started already, but it's still happening. Also, too, Coaching for the Village for Couples, Families, and Individuals by Baba Barudi and Mama Yah. 1 or 2 hour sessions available Tuesdays and Thursday evening coaching. Yeah, for the village. So, okay, where am I at now? Okay. Because I know I have another one. Yeah, I know I have another one to talk about. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know I do it better. Mama Nabantu. That's right, brothers and sisters, Mama Nabantu. The Collard Green Festival tomorrow. I got to be there. I will be there on time. This is the 15th annual original Collard Green Festival, cultural festival. New date, and that's the new date, which is tomorrow, at First Baptist Church in Decatur from 12 noon to 8 p.m., 308 Claremont Avenue in Decatur, on the lot there, the 15th annual Metro Atlanta original Collard Green Cultural Festival featuring at the church there. And man, it's going to be all good. You know, the sponsors are fantastic, Mama Nabantu. And I like to post it with you in it. And yeah, the cook-off, announcing the cook-off, $35 entry fee. You can win $500. Some of the entertainment, you know, Kitty Camille, Falami, Rasta Funk, First Baptist Church of Decatur, 308 Claremont Avenue in Decatur. So that's tomorrow. Tomorrow only from 12 noon to 8 p.m. Woo! Man, that's right on. Okay. Okay, family, take some calls. Once again, 215-490-9832. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, my brother Irv.
Brother Oshie, can you hear me?
I sure can. Brother, go ahead. How's it going, man? Brother,
I hope it's not too much background noise. I'm on set out in Kansas City.
Right on.
I'm doing a Lifetime movie with a company that I've been involved with for a couple of years.
Okay.
But I just wanted to listen, and I wanted to hear. You know, I always want to hear the show. But the messages that you're putting out, the information that you're putting out is unbelievable, Baba Ocean. I really appreciate you doing this 3 times a week. And I'm loving it because I didn't think I would be able to listen. I was just on set.
Okay.
I thought I wouldn't be able to hear you. But thank you so much, brother. And I know everyone else wants to tell you thank you also for doing what you do, the way you do it.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank
I appreciate you. It. Bless you, man.
Yeah.
I love you much, man.
I'm listening.
All right. Thanks a lot, brother Irv. All right. Please.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Brother Irv, you know, he's on set, a Lifetime movie he's doing, and I really appreciate him. Thank you for that. Yeah. Got some folks in the queue, but you can hit star twice and let me know that, you know, you want to make conversation. But if not, we'll continue on with what we got to talk about, you know, because... tell you, there is a lot to talk about, man. Yeah, especially with this election coming up, and like I said earlier, you know, that some of us are very fearful of a Trump presidency. I give less than a rat's ass about a Trump presidency or Kamala Harris presidency, because it's going to be whatever it is. And if you don't vote, she's going to get the votes she's going to get. He's going to get the votes he's going to get. There are many people who are not going to vote for either one. I'm not sure how many people are going to vote for Cornel West. I don't think he'll get as many votes as Jill Stein of the Libertarian Party or any other offshoot party. And I recognize that the dominant parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, they are bullies. And so people are just trying to get a message. And that's all it is, because they're not going to win. They're just trying to get a message. Some try to get on the debate stage so they can get a message, but that doesn't work. I don't remember. Only independents I remember is Ross Perot and that other dude, you know, Ralph Nader. They had money and access to money, you know? And so if you do have that, you got those resources, then possibly, at least you can get heard. You won't make a dent, or some say, you'll be taking votes from this or that or the other. And I maintain that, no, they're going to get the votes they're going to get. Now, one could argue logically that if you weren't in there, he or she would have voted that way. But for those who are truly independent, no. They're going to get, for those who are going to vote for Democrats, they're going to vote for Democrats. So those who are going to vote for Republicans, they're going to vote Republican, you know. And that's just how it is. Hey, good afternoon, Brother Ralph.
Yes, sir. Hey, Brother Ocean. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, Brother Ralph. How are you?
All right. I'm glad. And Brother Ocean, I'm so happy that you brought up the other two candidates. Because I was waiting for you. I said, I'm not going to call in. And because we're so focused on Lucifer and Satan that we haven't even looked at the other two candidates.
Right.
Myself, I'm a proud independent, bro.
Right on.
And my vote is going to be a protest vote.
Right on.
Because I don't like the way either one of the major parties treat us as people. And I'll be damned if I pull the lever for either one of them.
I say.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So my vote is, I'm what you call a protest vote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me say this. Bill Gates just gave the Harris campaign $50 million.
Wow.
That's not good, Brother Oshie.
Wow.
That's not good. Because remember, if they did that to us in 2020 by shutting everything down, censoring everything,
mm-hmm.
when we were telling the truth and they would say it was false, with $50 million going to her campaign, what you think is coming?
Sure.
So he ain't get that to her for no reason at all.
Yeah, or because he's benevolent and so damn philanthropic. You're right. There's a reason.
He did not give that to her at all. They've been trying to push these electronic passports and all this other garbage
mm-hmm.
to keep us in prison.
Right.
I'm telling you, man. Either way, it's not going to be good for us. That's why you don't hear me even talking about this politics, because to me, it's some form of witchcraft, because it got our people under a spell, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it. I hear it. I see the programming. It's scary the way it has our people. In the words of Stevie Wonder, if you believe in things you don't understand, you suffer.
That's
neither
right.
one of those major
That's
political
right.
parties promised us anything. And I do believe, I mean, a lot of people are trashing the brothers that say, like, F the Democrats.
Right.
I think that what they're basically doing is a protest vote. We've been giving them 90% of our damn votes
yeah.
for all these years.
Yeah.
And what have we gotten but a foot up at our behind? I mean, come on, brother.
Yeah.
You know, so I could see behind their madness.
Yeah.
Not me. I cannot vote
well,
for either one of them.
Well,
because if I pull that, listen to me, Brother Oates. If I pull that lever for either one of them and they continue being puppets for Israel, killing women and children, then going to take their madness into Haiti like they are, but a lot of people don't even know that. A lot of people don't see.
No, they're already there. The United States government paid to the government of Kenya to send troops into Haiti to fight the gangs that are in Haiti.
Throwing them off of rooftops.
Yeah.
Killing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are mercenaries from Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
They are. That's not really the Kenya, because the Kenyan people protest this garbage and said it's not us. They mm-hmm. are paid mercenaries from Kenya to kill our folks.
It's
I mean,
crazy.
This is a
it's
disgrace.
Crazy. It is.
All we could do is
it
focus
is.
On Harris and Trump.
And when you consider that, I've heard anywhere between 15% and 25% of the voting American African men who are going to vote are going to vote for Trump. You know.
Well, I believe that's a protest vote, Brother Oshie.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it. I don't look at these, because I look at both, if you're going to vote for either one of these parties, I look at both of them like they're stupid. But I see what they're doing. It's a protest vote. We've been voting for that Democratic Party for years. And have gotten nothing
yeah.
but a foot up our ass.
Yeah.
So it's just as ignorant to vote for them. You know what
see,
I mean?
See,
so,
that...
you know, I'm talking real here.
Yeah.
What have you gotten out of that clown y'all was that somebody went off on me because I said it was no different than Walker. He was no different than Walker. That clown y'all voted in down there. What has he done for you?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? That Reverend clown that y'all voted in
yeah.
over her.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What
yeah.
has he done for you, Brother Oshie?
Yeah. Well, he's in the Senate, and the first thing he did when he got into the Senate was saying, I'm voting for Israel. Whatever Israel wants, that's the first thing he said. You know?
Right.
Reverend Warnock.
Warnock. That's
yeah.
the clown.
Yeah.
So if y'all believe... I'm going to say this to black folk, man, because I'm deeply embarrassed by how the brainwashing, the programming, the hell out of me when I hear us even talk about politics, because we don't get it. We don't get it. Whoever these politicians are in, they're nothing but puppets for these people, man. And it's pathetic. So, you know, I just had to call and get that off my chest.
Right on, brother.
Because I'm tired of seeing us going, being tossed to and fro like dust in the wind because the media is telling us this is our candidate.
Yeah.
If you, and remember this. Remember this. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I mean, that's an insult, brother.
Yeah, that was Biden. That was Biden in 2000.
Right, and they talk about it's misogynistic if you don't vote for our sister. First of all, she never said she was a sister.
Yeah.
Second of all, I wouldn't vote for her, you know, because she said she wouldn't change nothing.
Nothing.
Joe Biden.
That's right.
Put in the place.
Well, not only
she
that.
She said nothing.
But not only that, she said, I'm not going to do anything specific for black people. I'm not going to do it. When she was running for the Senate. When she was running for president, she told you.
So those black men said, all right, so we're going to use our voting power to protest this party because they think they can just step on us and crap on us, and we're going to still pull the lever for them. I'm an independent. I might write in Mickey Mouse. Or I might
that
vote
is
for
a,
West.
Brother, that's a true protest vote.
Right, I might just write in Mickey Mouse, man, because that's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just had to call in.
I appreciate it, man. And I'll probably say a few things about this campaign and so forth again, you know, next week as it approaches next week, the following Tuesday, you know. But usually go ahead.
Yeah, but I don't like it when you call our brothers idiotic or this, that, and the other because they're using their protest vote to vote against a party that had their foot up our ass in slavery.
Right.
I can't call them that. I said, like, they're probably protesting the party because we got to let that party know. If you want our vote, come get us.
Right.
But I wouldn't pull the lever for that other party either. I'm voting in Mickey Mouse.
Okay, dude.
All right, Ralph. You know, enjoy your weekend, man.
You too, dear brother. You too. Peace
to
you. Peace.
Take care.
Yep. Brother Irv.
Baba Oshie, thank you for bringing me back up.
Yeah.
The brother that just spoke was right on point with what he was saying. And the part that really bothers me is when I see people like Barack Obama call himself.
Chastising black men. Yeah.
Black men. Y'all, this is not a time to sit out. This is the most important election. But what he doesn't do is educate you on the history of the election.
Mm-hmm.
Every election is the most important. They told us Bill Clinton was going to save us. They told us, come on now.
Yeah.
But what's happening? This brother is carrying the water for them to the point where he's actually putting us down.
Mm-hmm.
And that hurts, man. It really hurts because when he first ran, I drank the Kool-Aid, man. I believe.
Oh, yeah. Hey, brother, I gave Barack Obama money. I gave that Negro money, man, and I voted for him. I literally voted for him. That was the first time I ever voted in the presidential election. And last.
And then when he got the second term and he didn't, all he did was give the homosexuals, and I call them homosexuals, gave them their rights or whatever, the rights they're supposed to get, whatever they gave them. But he did nothing for black people as a whole.
Right.
You know, individually, some of us, some American Africans made money off of this, like Al Sharpton had a TV show and whatever.
Yeah.
But as a whole, he put nothing in place that would last after he left, that would help his people. See, his so-called people, because he's black. He's African when he needs to be. But the first thing he said when he got in office was, I'm the president of the whole United States.
Right. I ain't the black president.
Biden didn't say that.
Yeah.
Why didn't Biden say that? Yeah. I'm not the black president. I'm not a president.
Well,
I'm not black.
Well, Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
Wait.
If you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
And nobody jumped up and down and said, did you just hear what he just insulted you.
Yeah.
You know, but this is where we are, man, as a people. And because we're so fragmented, because we're so discombobulated, we're always going to be led around by the nose because it's all here. The Bible Ocean, real quick, and I'm going to go, it's all right there in front of you. That's how this country works. Everything you want to know is right there.
Right.
But your mind is so confused. Once they have your mind, you don't want to read it. And even if you did, if somebody read it to you, you wouldn't believe it. Why do you read that? What you doing that for? And now you look at these religious organizations that's supposed to be so pro-black, and they're doing nastiness and all this type of, and these things can be documented. They've already been documented. It's real. They're doing foolishness, but under the God auspices of a religion, you know?
Right.
So it's a whole lot more to it, Bible. So you know I know.
Yep.
But let somebody else get up.
All right, dear brother.
All right. Thank you.
And listen, man, be safe and enjoy yourself on the set. And how long you going to be there?
Yeah. Oh, I'll be here until next Sunday.
Next Sunday, okay.
Not this Sunday. Yeah, okay. I'll shoot all next week.
All right,
and, we're having a good time, man. It's a lot of fun.
What is the premise of the project?
It's a Lifetime movie.
Oh, Lifetime. If it's a Lifetime movie, it's about boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy sees girl. It's always a family humanistic kind of thing.
It's called The Girl in the Garage. And it's about a woman who married a Muslim, and she got kidnapped by him. They're trying to take it somewhere. We're gonna see how it works out.
All right, dear brother.
Acting, I play a undercover police officer. Ain't that a stretch? Ain't that a stretch?
All right, man.
Anyway, we'll talk, my brother. Go ahead. Thank you, brother.
Peace to you, my brother. Peace. All right. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening, Oak?
Hey, Jay, how you doing, my friend? What's been happening, man?
I'm all right, man. Yeah. Glad to see you back on the set,
right? Oh, yeah. Good. It's always good to be back, man. Always good to be here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Well, like Ralph, I mean, we're going to have to vote for either Pinocchio or, you know, Miss Anne. It just going to boil down to, thankfully, another week to go.
Well, you know, my contention has always been they're going to get the votes they're going to get. So if I do vote, I'm like Ralph. I have a protest vote. I'll vote for Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, or Lester.
Yeah, if you're in a state like I am, I'm in a state where they're gonna go for Harris regardless of what the situation is. Now the funny thing is, I think one day this weekend the clown is gonna have a big rally at Madison Square Garden, man. Okay. They say it's going to be something like one of Hitler's rallies. You know what I mean?
Well, he admires him.
It's amazing, man.
Well, I don't know.
It's amazing.
Jay, I don't know if you can go to YouTube. That's my go-to thing. And put in the rallies that they did have for the Nazis in America, here in this country. And they did have big rallies here in Madison Square Garden and so forth. You know, so it doesn't surprise me. But the thing is this, you know, if he does win, it truly lets you know how they feel about us as a people. They give less than a rat's ass. And so to me, you know, there have been times in previous elections that we said, well, if this asshole gets elected, I know we can get our shit together and we get up out of here because they ain't going to do nothing.
The only thing this election is going to show is if Trump wins, is the position and honestly the lack of position of black people in this country. That's all. Because how is it that you supposedly built the country and you've been here as one would say the third or fourth entity in the country, and you're now in the position to where, as in all honesty, the only say-so that you supposedly have in the country is your vote. So now when it shows that your vote
don't
is really
shit.
Of no value,
right? No
then
value.
What do you do? What is your survival position now? The church is of no value. You have no institutions that are really of no value. You can't even come together as a people, honestly, and I'm sorry to say this, to build the necessary coalitions to have some sort of power, mm-hmm. to place yourself in a position where they talk these foolish words like tangibles, reparations, and all of these things. I mean, the reality is, I would hope that this would be the thing that allow us to come together and figure out how we could become
Brother Jay,
a fist
Brother
and
Jay,
deal power.
Brother Jay, we've said that. I know I've said it. I can
ever
go all
we
the way.
Ever since we've known each other.
Yep. Long before that, dear brother, we're talking about even Kennedy. Even if Barry Goldwater got in as opposed to Johnson, because he was so hardcore conservative, and then previous elections after that, and specifically Ronald Reagan and where he was coming from, you know, all the dog whistles he had starting his campaign in Philadelphia, Mississippi, where the Warner, Cheney, and Goodman were murdered and shit. So, you know, he letting us know, you ain't got nothing here. And Ronald Reagan was one
That's
of the worst presidents
the
ever, you know. But we always talked about, okay, we're going to come together because they ain't going to give us. And of course, he ended affirmative action. Ronald Reagan came in and ended that, you know, and the Civil Rights Commission.
And
gutted the Civil Rights Commission.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is the thing that we don't really understand. And you got to think about this clearly. Even if Harris gets in office, everything that we supposedly gained from the 60s is being taken away from us, and she's not saying nothing about how she's going to protect black people. And you know Trump is not going to do nothing to help black people.
Right.
Now, the question becomes this, honestly. All of these groups that worked in like a dog to get Harris into office, what are they going to do now to come together to be in a situation to put pressure on her to do simple things?
Well,
not ordinary things, simple things, so that we could have a position, honestly, in all truthfulness, of survival in the country. Because, see, the reality is, I would like to see one thing. All of these organizations that talk about reparations, I'd just like to see one thing. Them all come together, close up shop, and deal on one specific item in regards to reparations and to move it forward as a total collective, no splinter groups, no nothing. Get rid of that
ADOLS.
FBA
and all
get
that rid of that ADOLS bullshit.
And just deal on one thing and use that to galvanize our people and move forward. That's something that we need to do if we're serious about reparation. Because when you have all of these groups divided, one saying this thing, the other saying this thing, the other saying that thing, ain't nothing gonna never get done. And that's why,
but also too,
if you really realize and be honest, that's why nothing's getting done.
But also too, Jay.
Hold on, Jay.
That's also exactly a good point, Jay. California. And other places. The only place that reparations and you really can't call it that, it was basically a lawsuit because of discrimination in Evanston, Illinois. Because they intentionally, and all the things were proven that the city of Evanston, state of Illinois, did all these things, and so they got compensated for devaluing their community and so forth. So I don't really call that reparations.
I don't either.
You know, Reparations is, to me, is a debt that is owed based upon what you have done to our people. And I don't look at reparations individually as opposed to us collectively. You know, giving you some money, giving you $20, $30, $50, $1,000, $100,000, whatever, is like a stimulus program. You're going to put it right back into the economy.
In the hand of the white man.
You're going to put it right back. You're going to buy a car, some jewelry, some coats and clothes and so forth, vacation times, or you may buy a house in the suburbs. Now you can move on up. No, we need that money to build institutions to change the dynamics of what's happened to us, the people. We need to develop, you know, curriculums that will help us prepare ourselves for manual work. You know, roofing and concrete work, whatever. Trades work.
You gotta tell
trades work, man. I'm telling you. Oh, I know I ain't got to tell you because you've been into that. Oh, let me, Jay, let me get to Mama Nabantu because I've already talked about the Collard Green Festival, and we got to get the Collard Green Festival up in here, man. All right, Jay. Take care, brother.
All right.
Mama Nabantu, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You know I'm in the mix. This is crunch, crunch, crunch time, and we're trying to make it all come together.
Right on.
It's like one puzzle, so we're looking forward for you to be there for libation.
I will be there. Yes, ma'am. Yes, my sister, I will be there. No doubt about it. And I've announced it. I talked about it at length earlier in the program.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. And so, you're going to volunteer maybe an hour or two over at PAFM booth?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, we got Edwina Brown, Aunt Sada's daughter here in town. She goes to Spelman. Not Spelman. What's the other one? Atlanta.
Clark Atlanta?
She goes to Clark Atlanta, and mm-hmm. she's going to be volunteer at the booth as well.
Okay.
I'm going to have her sort of like organize everything.
Right on. Right on, Mama Nabantu. Yeah. Once again, this is the 15th anniversary, correct?
Yeah, it is.
So yes. I know. I applaud you, my sister. I'm outstanding, and I've been to many of them since I've been here in the city of Atlanta, you know, and they've all been beautiful, great vendors. A couple of years ago when you had it at that on that field, there was a little pool there and horseback riding and all kind of
good
stuff.
Yeah, that was last year.
I know I was supposed to do the libation, but like I lost. But I'll get this. I'll be there, and I'll be on time. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
We're looking forward to it.
All right, Mama Nabantu. See you tomorrow. Peace, my sister.
All right. Peace.
brothers and sisters, once again, the clock on the wall, as you know. I really appreciate this. Thank you for calling in and those who are listening, you know, and I really do. So we end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in the hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. A great weekend. A lot of happenings. I made some announcements. The ASCAC happening. You can take advantage of that. The Collard Green Festival. The Black Radical Political Convention, a number of happenings that are going on. Hopefully that you'll be able to participate in one or two of them or whatever. But make sure that you do things safely so you can be back here again next week. All right. All right, family. Shem Hotep, that means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. A BB for Hardier means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Be safe. Peace.